Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I, together with my youth co-hosts, Amelia, Mashuda, Fahim, Lena, AJ, and Fatia, we talk about books every week on WGXC. And due to the Labor Day holiday, we were not able to record together this week, but Mashuda and Fatia, who had not been able to join us for a couple weeks, sent some recordings, and so we're going to share those with you today, along with some music and poems that we like. So we hope you enjoy, and have a good week.
Eight balloons. Eight balloons. No one was buying. All broke loose one afternoon. Eight balloons with strings a-flying, free to do what they wanted to. One flew up to touch the sun. One thought the highway might be fun. One took a nap in a cactus pile. One stayed to play with a careless
cha.
One tried to taste some bacon fry. One fell in love with a porcupine. Ooh, one looked close in a crocodile's mouth. One sat around till his air went out. Eight balloons, no one was buying. They broke loose and away they flew, free to float and free to fly and free to where they wanted to.
Hi, my name is Fatia and I'm 6 years old and I'm also from Hudson. Today we're going to read a book that is Cookie and Barkley Going to School. Cookie and Barkley were going to school. At number one, they were going to school today. The Barkley was very angry. The cookie was very sad. The cookie was very happy. And then they fighted and they did this and then got angry. Why was that cookie happy? Cookie likes school so much. And the Barkley hates school so much. And then they made a shadow. And the cookie said, yes. The Barkley said, no. They got best friends forever again. Paint wall. They're going to get big by the red skeleton. Red hot. Green. And then they five punched it. They got angry so much. Cookie and Barkley got made. Tomato, the friend, was very tiny. He was a little tiny people. And then the Barkley and the tomato talks to the Barkley. Cookie and the Barkley's opposite of each other. And then the cookie said, yes. And the Barkley said, no. Paint wall. And then the fire came. It was a drawing the kids made. Broccoli and Cookie made the drawing. They had so much fun together. The Barkley yelled, "Where is room 5? The set them. They go to room 5 and then room 5 said, "Ah!" The teacher said, "Don't disturb my class." And then Abby 1 was there. Cookie and Box was found room 5. They all have fun together. Cookie was very angry at the Barkley. The Barkley was very angry at the cookie. But still they were friends. The cookie was very happy. The Barkley was very angry. They still continue the journey. And they have so much fun together. The end.
Was that good?
Hello, my name is Mashira and I'm 18 years old and I'm from Hudson. I hope you're all doing good and staying healthy and well. My book is Sanctuary by Paola Mendoza and Abby Scher. It's 2032 and in this near future America, all citizens are chipped and everyone is tracked, from buses to grocery stores. It's almost impossible to survive as an undocumented immigrant. And that's exactly what 16-year-old Vali is doing. She and her family have carved out of a stable, happy life in small-town Vermont. But when Vali's mother, counterfeit Chip, starts malfunctioning and the deportation forces raid their town and they're forced to flee. Now on the run, Vali and her family are desperately trying to make it to her Tia Luna's California. a sanctuary state that is currently being walled off from the rest of the country. But when Vali's mother is detained, before their journey even really begins, Vali must carry on with her younger brother across the country to make it to safety before it's too late. Grouping and Arjun co-authors Paola Mendoza and Abby Shore have crafted a narrative that is as haunting as it's hopeful and envisioning a future where everyone can find sanctuary. This is really compelling, visually compelling book so far, and I'm really enjoying reading it. So you guys should check it out. The book is Sanctuary, Paola Mendoza and Abby Shore. I'm really excited for the actual published version, and I'm going to read that version again. Yep, thank you.
Listen to the mustn'ts, child. Listen to the don'ts. Listen to the shouldn'ts, the impossibles, the won'ts. Listen to the never haves. Then listen close to me. Anything can happen, child. Anything can be.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mishuda. I'm 18 years old and I'm from Hudson. I've been reading the book called Feed by Matthew Tobin Anderson. It's a novel, a dystopian novel, a science fiction, and mixed with young adult fiction. Feed is a young adult dystopian novel of the cyberpunk subgenre written by M.T. Anderson. The novel focuses on issues such as corporate power, consumerism, information technology, data mining, and environmental decay, with sometimes sardonic, sometimes somber tone. Feed is placed in future tense, which has an explanation and importance of the danger of technology and internet. It has a lot of similarities and explanation of what's going now, this our times, 2020. And you know, it teaches us how we humans are so relied on technology that we lack of critical thinking. We can't solve problems by ourselves. We are always visiting or searching on Google or any other internet web page to get answers. In Feed, it talks about normal teenagers. It's an everyday thing for them to visit Moon, and when they don't, visit Moon when they don't have school. It's an everyday thing, and they visit there. They hang out together with their friends and they come back. And when they come back to this earth, they're partying all the time besides studying. And it shows that how advanced technology is, that those normal teenagers who are, how teenagers are supposed to be immature, those normal immature teenagers can just use technology and visit any planet they want. But still, there is disease that's damaging and hurting and killing all those people. This simple disease is called whipping sores. Even when the technology is so advanced, then why are this simple, small disease like whipping sore harming those people? The answer is because the technology doesn't have answer. They can't just go and search the solution on Google, say, what's the side effect of weeping sore, or how can I prevent weeping sore? And they can't just rely on internet, because the internet doesn't know, you know, technology is not better than a human brain, because a human brain created those technologies. So since they don't have any knowledge to use it, they don't have any critical thinking and problem-solving skill, they can't solve this simple thing. And in this feed, it shows that it's a world full of teenagers. And you know how they're using slang, they're immature. That's why they can't solve this simple problem. But the only teenager that's smart is Violet. Violet is a nerd, and she knows a lot of the answers because she's an outcast. She doesn't hang out with the other teenagers that consider normal in their times, like acting dumb, partying, not doing their homework, not doing their schoolwork, just partying and going to moon and hanging out and saying silly stuff, you know, always, you know, they can't even spell. Those teenagers can't even spell or read. And they need translation for normal English. You know, they can't do anything without internet. But Violet herself, she can read books because she's an outcast. She doesn't hang out with them. So this book does a really good job of danger of relying on internet too much. And it also scares me a little bit because, you know, nowadays people are putting credit card chip under their hand, like inside their hand skin, and you know, to prevent theft, credit card theft. But still, it's scary how, you know, you could use technology inside you. Yeah, so this book is really good, and if you guys want, you can check it out. The book is called Feed by MT Anderson or Matthew Tower Anderson. Thank you.
If the world was crazy, you know what I'd eat? Big slice of soup, whole quarter meat, lemonade sandwich. Then I might try some roasted ice cream or a bicycle pie. A nice notebook salad or some underwear roast. An omelet of hats and some crispy cardboard toast. A thick malted milk made from pencils and daisies. And that's what I'd eat if the world was crazy. If the world was crazy, you know what I'd wear? A chocolate suit and a tie of eclair. Some marshmallow earmuffs, some licorice shoes. And I'd read a paper of peppermint news. I'd call the boys Susie, I'd call the girls Harry. I'd talk through my ears, and I always would carry a paper umbrella for when it grew hazy to keep in the rain. If the world was crazy. If the world was crazy, you know what I'd do? I'd walk on the ocean and swim in my shoe. I'd fly through the ground and I'd skip down the air. I'd run down the bathtub and bathe on the stair. When I'd meet somebody, I'd say, "Goodbye, Joe." And when I was leaving, then I'd say, "Hello." And the greatest of men would be silly and lazy. So I would be king if the world was crazy.
Hi, my name's Fatia, and I'm 6 years old, and I'm from Hudson, and today I'm reading about Kiwa and you hanging up together. They are having so much fun. They hang up together as well, best friends forever. They quack together and squeal together at the square, squeeze together at the bus. They find the coin together. They look at the queen together. They study together. They be sad when it's quiz. They earthquake together, they don't leave their self behind. They're always together because they're best friends. And thanks for listening to what I was reading to this book, Q and You. I hope you read it too. Can you please read it? You have to find it at the Chromebook, readingkidsaz.com. You go there and find this book, Q and You, Best Friends by Karen Markler. Thank you, and bye.
I beg you ring the bell. Teach your children, teach them how to spell. R-A-T, rat.
R-A-T, meow, meow.
That's right.
C-A-T, cat. Look at that. You got to learn that.
What is the census? As mandated by the U.S. Constitution, the census is a once every decade count of everyone living in the country. When we know how many people live in our community, organizations, and businesses are better equipped to evaluate the services and programs needed, such as clinics, schools, and roads. The census also determines how seats in Congress are distributed among the 50 states. In March of 2020, the U.S. Census Bureau sent every household an invitation to complete a simple questionnaire about who lives at your address on April 1st. You can respond online, by phone, or by mail. And federal law keeps those responses safe and secure. Shape your future. Visit 2020census.gov.
Zebra question. I asked the zebra, are you black with white stripes or white with black stripes? And the zebra asked me, are you good with bad habits or are you bad with good habits? Are you noisy with quiet times, or are you quiet with noisy times? Are you happy with some sad days, or are you sad with some happy days? Are you neat with some sloppy ways, or are you sloppy with some neat ways? And on and on and on and on and on and on he went. I'll never ask a zebra about stripes again.
Thanks everyone for listening. We hope you have a good week with lots of quality reading time. Happy reading!